Investigators in Kabul, the Afghan capital, say the man being held in an alleged car bombing plot is an Al-Qaeda operative. The man's nationality has not been confirmed. He drove a car packed with explosives from the Pakistani border region into Kabul earlier this week with the apparent goal of assassinating Afghan President Hamid Karzai or carrying out an attack on foreign troops. NPR's Eric Westerveld has more from Kabul.
Amrullah Saleh, a director of Afghan intelligence for Kabul, sifts through a dozen glossy photos of a bearded man and a white Toyota Corolla with its inner door lining ripped off and packed with explosives.
These ones, these brick-type material, these are TNT, also this yellow pipe. This also contains explosive in the form of paste.
Saleh says the car bomb suspect drove to the western Afghan town of Host, which is just 20 miles from the Pakistani border, where he picked up the explosives, timing devices, and detonation switches. On Monday, the suspect drove the car into Kabul. When he quickly sped off after a minor traffic accident, Saleh says he drew the attention of local police and security guards who stand watch at busy intersections. When police carefully opened the driver's side door, they found nearly half a ton of explosives. The man has confessed, Saleh says, to being an operative of Al-Qaeda who wanted to kill Afghan President Karzai or, quote, foreign enemies of Islam.
He was manipulated by the Al-Qaeda to carry out this attack. He does not regret what he was supposed to do. He says that he was tasked to carry out a holy mission, which was to either kill supporters of the infidels or the infidels themselves.
We've extracted some interesting information from him, Saleh says, but he's not cooperating. The suspect speaks some broken Farsi and Pashto, but Afghan investigators aren't sure what country he's from. The sophistication of the bomb, Saleh argues, underscores that Al-Qaeda is still very much alive inside Afghanistan and in the border areas of Pakistan.
It clearly shows that they had the time to plan it. They had right contacts and supporters to supply them with explosives. They had money to purchase a car and finance this network.
Afghan intelligence officials stressed that this was purely an Afghan investigation. A spokeswoman for the International Security and Assistance Force here, or ISAF, says the transitional government has not asked them for any help. ISAF officials did say they gave local authorities non-specific intelligence 2 weeks ago that may have helped the Afghan police stop the suicide bomber. Two top officials in the transitional government have been assassinated in the past 6 months, and security remains a top concern here. President Karzai recently replaced some of his Afghan security guards with U.S. special forces. And some residents of Kabul don't trust Afghan security officials, and they aren't sure what to make of the car bomb story. A Kabul butcher hacks at a giant slab of lamb and shakes his head. He wouldn't talk on tape, but says, "I don't know what to believe these days." A man nearby says security guards could have done more to stop those killings, referring to the assassinations. A few residents here see the whole story of the thwarted car bomber as Northern Alliance propaganda. But that's what Kabul is like these days. It's a place abuzz with rumors, conspiracy theories, and the odd car packed with explosives. Eric Westerveld, NPR News, Kabul.